we are at the launch of Centric. That's a phone which is there for Make in India enthusiasts. And we are there with the drop-dead gorgeous Neha Dhupia, the beauty with brains. So how does it feel launching this kind of a phone and that to a Make in India?
It's great. I think Make in India is a great initiative. How many people live up to their expectations, to that expectation, and how many people actually do something for themselves, make a difference without changing the norms too much, and at the same time, be proud of that term. I don't know how many products have come out like that. I'm sure there are lots in abundance, but for me, Centric today has really raised the bar because it's not catering to you or me or someone's neighbor or an entire neighborhood. This is catering to, an entire nation. And it's literally, it's taken itself beyond, because everything that I would get in a smartphone, which is four times the price or three times the price, I get, as far as the Centric is concerned, for just 9,000 bucks, and there's no reason why I shouldn't be using it, you know? And it's fantastic. I think the brand has done beautifully. I think it was a great launch today. I want to wish them all the very best. Not only does it look great on the outside, it's got fantastic features. And for me, the most important thing of any cell phone is it easy to use? I tried using it, and it's just top drawer.
And probably the top three features which probably due towards the phone.
Well, I mean, the fact that, you know, it's got this amazing sandstone finish, like I always say, for me, it's about look and feel. Secondly, it just promises fantastic storage. It's got great battery life, you know, because I'm a user on the surface. I don't go too deep into it. And for me, if these basics are fulfilled at the price that I'm paying for it, or even lesser, then why not?
So, and what were your inputs when you probably designed a phone like this?
So, as I said, we wanted the phone to look good. The overall should have a better battery. It should have a better processor. It should have a better RAM. People should be able to use it for their daily needs. It should not be just looking good itself, but people should be able to use it.
And talking about a phone, what would be the basic functions that, apart from the calling, that you generally use it for?
I mean, definitely the apps, the fact that, you know, you can watch movies, you can speak to your family, you can video call, you can click pictures, you can have storage, you can, you know, read your emails. It's amazing to know that you can literally have, you know, what's going on in the other end of the world at literally in your palm and then be entertained. And with the press of a button, you can talk to your loved ones. The smartphone amazes me, and a good smartphone really leaves me in awe of it. And that's what the Centric does.
And talking about the shows on television, because there are three of them. So we also have the one which is your own show, which
yes,
you're producing. So would you like to talk about it a bit?
Well, I have my own show that I did, No Filter Neha, which I've done the first season, and it's been a huge success. It's on a smartphone. You have to download the app. It's on Saavn, and you need nothing but a smartphone to listen to it. So clearly, the association is fantastic here. Secondly, hopefully, Centric will be taking No Filter Neha season 2 forward. Let's see, in good time. I also have a show on Colors called Chote Mia. It's a kids comedy show, and I'm off to shoot for the next season of Roadies, which is an adventure based show. So yeah, work's keeping me busy, and it's very exciting right now.
Right. And so in terms of the pricing and various other features, what makes it, what are the USPs that would actually be available for the user, end user?
So, one is the 256 GB memory support, expandable memory support. I think we are far ahead of the competition. The overall look and feel of the phone, overall the mix of the specifications, I think all put together makes it a good phone.
And post Valentine Day, what would be the message for your loved ones or maybe your fans worldwide?
Well, I just want to tell you, whether it's Valentine's Day or not, I still love you very much. So I don't judge you by that one day. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ma'am.